Chapter 21. I am still in school. What should I do? Robert's response.
If you're in high school or younger, I suggest you focus on having fun. I feel for kids today whose parents are preparing them for Harvard and kindergarten. If you are a child who is growing up in a family or in a circle of people who think wanting to be rich is bad, even evil, keep quiet. Don't antagonize adults. It's not worth it. Find friends in school or online who think like you, and be true to yourself without violating the values of your family. Your family is important. If you have a family that is supportive of your desire to be rich, then take them along with you on your journey. At many of the seminars, like the ones Donald and I do together, it's often the kids who drag their parents along. Remember this, money by itself is not good or evil. Yet we all know many people do evil things for money. Many people are afraid that if you love money, you will turn into a greedy person, which some people do. Always remember that if you decide to become a rich person, you can also choose to be a good person who is rich and generous, but not foolish with money. There were two challenges I faced with school. The first was that it kept programming me to get a job. Teachers assumed I was going to be an employee in the E quadrant. I wanted to be an entrepreneur. Thank goodness schools today have business clubs and curriculums for students who want to be entrepreneurs. In my day, there were a few clubs, but they were taught by people who did not know anything about business. The second challenge was that schools punish people for making mistakes. Isn't that silly? The way we learn is by making mistakes. I learned to ride a bicycle, skateboard, and surfboard by falling off time after time. If I had been punished for falling off, I might never have learned to ride. When you make a mistake, please do not lie about it or pretend you did not make one, as many adults do. Instead, take the time to learn from your mistakes, and you will learn faster than those who avoid making mistakes or pretend they do not make any. Here are two great exercises for youngsters. Exercise number one. When you are old enough and your parents are willing, an excellent real-world exercise is to budget and buy the food for your family for 1 week. Let's say your family's budget for food for 1 week is $100. Plan the menu and shop for the food, staying within your budget and keeping everyone happy with the menu. Do this several times until you become good at budgeting and your family is happy with your food selections. This is a great real-life exercise in budgeting money. Exercise number two. Most people struggle with money because in school they only learn how to work for money. Rarely do they learn to have money work for them. After you have mastered budgeting for food, you can learn how to make money with money. The exercise is simple if you are creative, but tough if you are not creative. All you have to do is take $10 and see how long it takes you to double it to $20. You might lend it to a friend and charge that friend $1 a month interest, taking you 10 months to double your money. Or you could buy something and sell it on the web. If you are good, you may double your money in 1 day. The challenge is to find out how many different ways you can take money and make more money with it.